The letter says families that lost benefits because they hit a 5-year federal limit can reapply because they might still qualify under state law. That's according to a judge's ruling last month after welfare advocates sued the state. Unlike the federal time limit, Michigan's does not count months where an adult stayed home to care for a disabled child, parent, or some other family member. David Ackerley is with the State Department of Human Services.
Roughly 13,000 is the number of cases that we're talking about, and all of those people will get a letter. And if somehow the letter misses them, there are other forms of information where we are complying with that court order.
Ackerley says that includes a posting on the department's website and legal notices in newspapers across the state. At the same time, the state is appealing the judge's ruling. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta in Lansing.